Today's daf in Masechet Pesachim, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh, is daf Tzadi Aleph, and we're holding right at the bottom of Tzadi Amud Beit. Last word, with the opening of the Halak Mishnah, Ha'onein v'hamifakeach et hagal. So we were talking about somebody who suffered a loss, that his mace is muto b'fanav, and he is therefore not supposed to be yosik in all the mitzvahs of the Torah, he's supposed to be called a mitzvah shibatera. Now, halacha is that it's true that that's during the day of the death, that is absolutely true, but not at night, at least not midiraisa. The Rabbonin extended the den of haninos to be a chiev at night as well, which means that midiraisa, this person could actually eat his Korban Pesach tonight if someone else would bring it for him during the day. That's case number one. We'll talk about what the interesting interrelationship is here. The Mifakeach HaTagal, somebody was trapped in a collapsed building, and the rescue worker was working on it, and he had no idea at the time that he was working whether the individuals that were trapped were actually killed in the collapse of the building or not. And then he subsequently, after bringing the Korban Pesach, he discovers that they were dead. Then we have other cases. Somebody that is in prison, and he's been granted a release from prison. And a chole, someone who's ill, someone who is sick, who are capable of eating a kezayit, shochatim aleihem. In all of these cases, we are allowed to shech the korban if they are part of a different chabura, of which they're just a chelek. We can't shech the korban just on them, but we can shech the korban for them when they're part of the chabura. So even though lemaisa and onein midrabbanan would be osur rabbanan, we're not mamid their takona of aninos laila in a case where it would be mevatel the mitzvah of the korban pesach, which is nisr karis. And all of these other cases, currently the person who's working on the trapped individuals, currently he has a cheskas taira, and the chayla and zaken are currently able to eat. Now, that's not to say that they might not get a little bit sicker by the nighttime and find themselves incapable of eating, or that the person that was promised to be released from prison, we cannot really be sure that we're going to trust the release to come through on time. Nonetheless, if they're all part of another group, al kulam, ein shochatim aleihem bifnei atzmam. Look, I mean, we don't want to take a chance at the Korban Pesach ending up not being kosher, because it may turn out that lemaisa, somebody is not going to be able to eat because maybe the guy turned out, even though he had a cheskes taira, he was allowed to at that time that we shechted for him, but it turned out at the nighttime, by the time the nighttime came around, they had uncovered the bodies that were in the rubble, and it turned out that he was tamei, so he obviously cannot eat now, or he got more sick than he was before, or he was never released from prison. He said, therefore, we don't want to passel the carbon, but we can definitely assume, because of the chazaka at the time, that they were roi, and therefore, there's no problem. As long as currently they're roi, they are allowed to be part of the carbon. And if it turns out that, look, turns out that they weren't able to eat at the end, then there would be no problem, because they would still be yotze. And furthermore, if they did turn out, except for one case, but if it did turn out that they couldn't eat, in other words, maybe the guy who was sick became more sick, or maybe the guy who was in prison wasn't released out in the end in time to be able to eat from his Korban Pesach, it doesn't matter, because they would still be parted from making the Pesach Sheni, because even though in the end they didn't need it, remember we said that the actual achila is not ma'akev. Only the shechita and zrika for the achila is ma'akev. If something turns out subsequently and you can't eat it, you're still going to be yotze the Korban Pesach. The only case where this is not true is the case of the mefakech atagal. So the rescue worker who finds out that in actuality the building had instantly killed everyone that was there, they were all caught in the rubble. So then he knows that he was tamei, and he's found out now that at the time of the shechita v'zrika, there was actually no way that he would have been able to eat from the Korban Pesach then, so then he would have to bring the Pesach Sheni, because he turned out to be retroactively tamei. Now he knows. Shuvatomi mitchilato. So, Omer Rabba Bar Ahuna, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Shana Rabbeit HaAsurin, Dovdei Kochavim, we say we're allowed to shecht for him, but only on condition that he's not the only guy, because we can't rely on the prison service to be able to keep their promise to him. But that's only if we're talking about the goyim. So they can't be trusted. But somebody who's being held in a Yisrael prison. Now, we don't generally imprison people. So what the heck would that mean? Somebody was held in a Jewish prison? The Torah doesn't talk about putting people in prison. But it does, actually. Interestingly enough, we just had it in Mishpatim, where we had the din of the im yomo yomayim, right? If he's mahalach mishanto. So in that case, it means, what do? We put this guy into prison, as Rashi says, until we see whether the victim died. So that way he will be available. That was the remez in the pasuk. That's one case. There are other cases where we'll put someone in prison, like to make sure that he gives a get, you know, to force him to do things. So we could do things like that. But generally speaking, obviously, there is no such punishment as imprisonment. It's an absolutely, completely goyish idea that you can punish people by imprisoning them. It's a horrific idea. But, so if he is in a Beis HaAsurin of Yisrael, so then we would check the carbon just for him. We'll see whether we can really check the karma for one individual or not. That's a separate issue, but meaning just maybe for a couple people like that. But the point is, he doesn't have to be part of another chabura that for sure is going to be able to eat. Why? Because kiven daftechino, since he's been granted by the Bezdin that he's going to be let out, of course they're going to release him. Because the chtiv sheirit Yisrael lo yasu avla v'lo yadabru chazav. This is a klal about klal Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ki'ilu made on them. That this is, as Tzfanya says, whoever made it this far of Klal Yisrael, you can be sure that they're not going to do something disgusting like this and completely be without any integrity. And that's not something that we're choshed b'nei Yisrael. Omer Rav Chisda. This issue, by the way, that you cannot check for him alone, if he is being held by goyim, it depends where the prison is. Because if the prison is located in Yerushalayim, and it's within the outside wall of Yerushalayim, which is called the Chomat Beit Pagi, which is the furthermost part in Yerushalayim, if it's within the wall, what's the problem? You could always bring the Korban Pesach to the prison and have them eat it there. So we're only talking about where the prison is outside. So then, Enoch Inami, since we're afraid he may not be able to eat the Korban Pesach because we couldn't even bring him the Korban Pesach, so therefore, he has to be part of another Chabura. But if not for that problem, it doesn't matter really whether they'll let him out or not, because we could always bring him the Korban Pesach to eat. So if Nimi Chomat Beit Pagi, Shochatim Alav Bifnei Atzmo, Waitaima, we could bring it to him and he could eat it there. Okay, so we say, in the event, except for the case of the guy who was being mefakeach atagal, because over there it turns out that if he finds out that the victims of the building's collapse were actually killed, so then he knows that he was actually working in an area that was tummy and he couldn't have brought his carbon Pesach, so there it would really be a problem. You'd have to bring a Pesach sheni. But the Mishnah says that this is not true of any of the other cases for them, as long as at the time that it was brought, they could eat fine. But that case is different. So Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chanan Rabbi Yochanan, even that case is not really different, unless he was working from the top of a collapsed building, where the building had collapsed as a pile. So he's on the top of the pile, and therefore there's no way for him to avoid walking over the mason. But I mean, if you're talking about a major disaster where, like, you know, the area extends over several hundred feet or whatever, I mean, why would he be tummy? I mean, there may be a lot of victims there, but he wouldn't know that he was above the mace at the beginning of the time when they were bringing the carbon and so on. Maybe only subsequently he walked over the area where the mace was, and that doesn't pass you retroactively. So Avogal Aroch, if this is long, a whole long building, obviously he couldn't have just, maybe at the beginning it wasn't Tommy. So then he would be potter milazos pesach sheni, because at the time of shechita, we have no idea whether he was tamei. So ima tohor haya b'sha'at shechita. Tanya na me'achir, shem b'na shem b'yachom b'broka omer. This case of the mefakeach bagal, it depends. Itim patur, times where he does not bring a pesach sheni, and there are times that he does bring a pesach sheni. It's very simple. Ketzad, if it's a pile, which everything just collapsed inside. So it's like this round pile. There's no way of your not being right over the area of the impact of the bomb or the collapse of the building. So then, then you would be chayev if it turned out that the person did not survive, the people did not survive. Gal aroch nimtzeis tumetachtav. Perhaps at the moment of the shechita, the guy was still tor, so then even he could not bring, remember, he would love to bring a korban pesach sheni because, I mean, he'd like to be yotzei. But we said before, there's no way to make that work out. If you're not sure, we looked for every possible way. Have a coin with you, bring it as a shlomi, whatever. We could not figure out a way that you were going to be able to lechatchila bring that korban pesach sheni mitzad hasafek. I just want to point out to you that this raises some problems, because if you're telling me that here in this case where he's an individual, then we're left with Tosfos' question about, so can't we just like allow a guy to do something that's only b'diavad if he can not be Yotzi's Karban Pesach in any other way? And Tosfos said over there, was talking about where you had that group of 4 out of 5, remember? But that wouldn't apply here, that you can't really make a statement, a blanket statement. There's no way for a guy to bring a Karban Pesach Sheni if it's a Suffolk, because he could. He could always bring it as, Moser Pesach, and then he would be able to get around everything except for the one problem of doing the Zrika or Shvicha in a way that was B'diavad. But we said, okay, so why not do it B'diavad to avoid losing out on your Chiev? Okay, this is an open question. We'll keep it in mind. And now we're ready for our wonderful, long-missing, sunbathing Capitan. Go for it, Capitan. Now, this, of course, is as in Shochetin et HaPesach al HaYachid, is a direct continuation. We just spoke about, could we really shecht it just for that guy? Maybe it means a couple of guys are in prison. So this actually depends on this Mishnah. Because remember, we've spoken many times before about Lo Tuchal Lasot et HaPesach Be'achad, So we spoke about one of the applications that was, can't bring Korban Pesach for one person. But that was Rabbi Yehuda's approach. So going to Rabbi Yehuda, we never bring a Korban Pesach for one individual, ever. Rabbi Yossi says it's okay as long as he's able to eat it. And that's the only important thing. It has nothing to do with how many people it is. It has to do with, are there people who can eat the Korban? So I don't care if you got 100 people, says Rabbi Yossi. What's the difference if it's one person or 100 people? Afilu chaburasha me'ah, if you don't have an individual that's able to eat a kezayis, so then you're not allowed to shecht. If there's no one there, any yecholin lechol kezayis, ain't shochatin aleihem. And in general, once we're talking about chaburot, you cannot make a chabura that is made out of women, avodim, or ketanim. Now, it isn't clear what this means. Or? Is this and or? Is it and or is it or? So we're going to talk about that in the Gemara. Right now, it sounds like you don't make a chabura that is entirely women or entirely children or entirely avodim. Turns out that that's not really the correct pshat. Now I can't remember if I said the bracha or not. Did I start off with the bracha? Oh, gosh. Suffolk bracha. Okay, turn around. On. Where does Rabbi Yehuda get the idea? As we had before, David Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says, nothing to do with it. I don't care how many people there are. If there's one guy who is able to eat the Korban Pesach, so then that's fine. Then we'll shecht him alav. If there's 10 people and nobody's able to eat the kezayis, ein yecholim lo'ochlo, so then ein shochatim aleihem. That's all that matters. So what does Rabbi Yossi do with the be'echad? Mayavidlei? He needs that for a tremendous chiddush. Miboy le'let Rabbi Shimon, the Tanya. Rabbi Shimon omer, minayin lezoveret pischo, bebamat yachid, b'shat isur habamot. Shubalo ta'aseh. Now, how do we know that a Korban Pesach that you would have shechted at the time that the Bamot were usher, and you want to bring a Korban Pesach right up there on your roof, you are over on a lotus, eh? Talmud Omar lo tuchal lizboach et ha-pesach be'achad she'arecha. That's the point. Now, the idea over here is that if you bring a Korban Pesach at a time that it is not ro'i for a Korban Pesach, so in other words, you're bringing it over here before Chatzos. So it's not really time for the Korban Pesach. So basically, what the Gemara is asking is that generally speaking, when there is no halacha of acceptance in the Beis HaMikdash, then there's no din of the Isser of Shchut Echutz, because the Pesach says, Ve'el Petach O Moed Lo Evio Lakrivo, right? So you didn't come to the Pesach O Moed. I had news for you. You couldn't come to the Pesach O Moed. So whatever you couldn't come, if it's not Roy, then there's no din of an Isser Shchitas Chutz. Now that din of Isser Shchitas Chutz is very chomor, because Shchitas Chutz is an Isser Chorus. But is there an Isser Lav? That's the question. We derive from here that there is, in fact, an Isser Lav in doing an Aveda B'chutz, even where it is not Roy to be Korav Bifnim. And this we get from where? Lo tuchal lizboach et ha-pesach b'achad she'arecha, above and beyond the general Isser of Shchut Echutz, because otherwise, what are we mentioning here? Talmud Lomar. So Yochol, sorry. Lo tuchal lizboach et ha-pesach b'achad she'arecha. Yochol afreshas heter ha-bamot kein. So you might think that this would be true even where you are allowed to bring a normal carbon on a boma. And of course, even though you might be able to bring a normal carbon, that doesn't mean that you can be bringing your carbon Pesach. Your carbon Pesach has to be brought on a Bamas Tzibur, because on a Bamas Yochid, there is no din of anything but neither of a Nidev. And of course, a Pesach is considered to be a Chiyuv. So you might think that even over there, that the halacha would be that this is the Isser, and that you're not allowed to because of this lav. Talmud Omar b'achad she'arecha. When is this halacha true? Only b'sha'ah she'kol Yisrael nichnasim b'shar echad. When all of Klal Yisrael has to come to the same place to bring any kind of korban, which means that it's a time that the bamas are asuras, then this halacha applies. But if it's a time that anyway, where not everybody is coming to one place, meaning the bamas are mutarais, then Isser does not obtain. Now, obviously, you're not allowed to do it. In other words, because you're not able to bring a Korban Pesach. But the question is, if you did it, would you be over a lotaset? No, it would not be a lotaset. That's the point. So that means that we need this pasuk of Be'achad to tell me the halacha that only when it's Be'achad Sharech, when all of Klal Yisrael has one place to bring korbanas, which means that either it's the time of Shiloh or it's the time of Beis Olamim, but the idea is that there is an Isser of Bamas during those times. So that's why I need, says Rabbi Yossi, that's why I need the Pasuk of Ba'achat, not Ba'achat for one person, but like the Pasuk says, Ba'achat Sha'arecha. So what is Rabbi Yehuda? I mean, how does he know this? According to Rabbi Yehuda, does this Isser not exist, B'chlo? No, Rabbi Yehuda says, what do you mean? There's two things that we can learn over here. And we learn that it's usher to shecht a Korban Pesach for one person. And we also learn the din of lo tuchal lizboach et ha-pesach in general. And we understand that lo tuchal lizboach et ha-pesach is only at a time where it's also b'achad she'arecha. So wait a second. Then according to Rabbi Yossi, how do you know that the Pusik is really coming to tell me what he says, that it's coming to teach me what Rabbi Shimon? I mean, maybe all that it's saying is you can't shecht a Pesach for one person. I mean, this whole drosha that you made, that lo tuchal lizboach et ha-pesach be'achad she'arecha, that since the Pusik is coming to tell me about an Isser that applies only when it isn't be'achad she'arecha, it's obvious. I mean, it's a pretty far-fetched drosha, right? That since you're telling me that something only obtains in a case where it's b'achad she'arecha, What would that be? Must be the iser to be shechting it at a time when it isn't Bechat Sharecha. Whew, that's really a real leap. I mean, the simple meaning of the pasuk is basically what Rabbi Yehuda said, that lo tuchal lisboch da pesach b'achat in your sharecha. So if there's only one guy, then don't shech your korban pesach. I mean, if Rabbi Yossi, why wouldn't he say that as the simple meaning, right? There's got to be a reason for it. Omar lecha, that's because Rabbi Yossi is a very good reason to say that he believes that that cannot be the meaning. It's very simple. Because basically, lo sakadaita, what's the mocker of the idea that you actually are supposed to be able to eat the Korban Pesach, all of these concepts that we had, that you need to be able to be capable of achila and so on, which is what this is all based on, our whole discussion. Where does that come from? It comes from a pasuk that says, Ish lefi achlo tachosu al hazeh. Now, how in the heck would we use a pasuk that says ish, which means a single person, lefi achlo, as much as he can eat, that is enough to be tachosu al hazeh. So, I mean, the pasuk is telling me beferish that the din of shechting a pesach is for somebody who can eat, ish. So what are you telling me? You can't shech an al echad. Therefore, the only meaning of it would be the way that Rabbi Shimon was learning it. I cannot agree that it would have possibly been coming to tell me, Rabbi Yehuda, because it's Lashon Yachid. Rami le revuk for bar chinana miparishna l'rava. Is it really true? Did Rabbi Yehuda really say that you can't check the Pesach ala Yachid? So then how do you explain this brisa? The brisa says, and this is Rabbi Yehuda, that a woman, b'rishon shochtina la b'fnei atzmana, dig this, in the first Korban Pesach, not Pesach Sheni, but Pesach Rishon, we could make a Korban Pesach just on her. I mean, just on her means just one person, right? And in this Pesach Sheni, she can join up with a Chabura, but we will not bring a Pesach Sheni just for a woman. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. I'd explain that. It means Rabbi Yehuda is saying that you can have a Pesach Rishon just for one woman. Omar Lehi, so Rav explained to Ravuk for Bachinina that lo teimim v'atzmad doesn't mean an individual woman. It means for women. I mean, just saying b'fnei atzma, that is to say without men. That's all he's saying. In other words, he's saying, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that even though women are chayavot at Pesach Rishon, but they are not chayavot in Pesach Sheni. That's all he's saying. And therefore, they're allowed to participate. We'll see why we get this from the pasuk. They're allowed to participate, even though they don't have to participate. And that's all that he's coming along to say. Omar Leit, how could that be the pshat, says Rav Ukiva Bar Chinana? Doesn't it say in our Mishnah, you don't make a Korban Pesach for a group of women? So no matter how you can, now it doesn't make sense at all. If you're telling me it's for a single woman, okay, fine. So I'm not making it for a group of women. But I thought you said that we don't bring it for a single anybody of any sex. And now you're telling me we will bring it for a group of women, but our Mishnah said you don't bring a Korban Pesach for a group of women. So Miyavdina Chabura Shikula Nashim doesn't say right here on our Mishnah, Eino Sim Chabura Nashim. I'm assuming that means or Avadim or Ketanim, right? I mean, Ma'ilav Nashim B'chudayu, you don't make it for if it's entirely women. You don't make it if it's entirely Avonim. You don't make it if it's entirely Ketanim. L'chora, that's what it should mean. Oh, Marlene, that's not what it means. It means in that order. Groups of either Nashim v'Avonim or Avonim v'Ketanim. Because over here, you have a problem of simple behavior problems. Nashim v'Avonim. Look, we don't want to put Nashim and Avonim together. Because, I mean, we're going to end up having problems of tiflut. They're going to get involved in some kind of sexual behavior. Kitanim v'avadim, they will also, they'll seduce these kids, these avadim. And that's because of pritzusa, so that's a pritzus. And because of that, it's not anything to do with the Korban Pesach that we're talking about. It's just practical, that's all. But of course you can make a chabur that's entirely women. Okay, now let's get back to the Braisa that talked about bringing the Korban Pesach for a woman. I mean, because it turns out that there's three completely different shitas, and they have to learn the psukim in very different ways. I'd like to understand, how does that work? Gufa. So in that brisa, when we spoke about Rabbi Yehuda, we talked about the first place, that an isha berishon shochatim aleha b'fnei atzma, we said, but b'sheni, we can only make her a tefillah la'acherim, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So we can make her part of a group, but it's really not enough to have her be the group because she's not really chayevet, which is strange, as if she's not really chayevet, so how is she eating? Okay, that we'll have to see. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says, isha, it's certainly not true. Even in Pesach Sheni, she could be the sole person that we're shechting for. And shochatin ala b'fnei atzma, of course, according to Rabbi Yossi, means literally b'fnei atzma, because he doesn't have a problem with shechting for one individual. And kol shekein, ein tzarich lomar b'rishon, obviously, I mean, if we could do it Pesach Sheni, so then, of course, Pesach Rishon is a chiyuv. And then we have yet another sheet, which is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, even Pesach Rishon, a woman is not chayevet. She's allowed to eat, en osimo tatvela l'achirim, so she can be a secondary member of a chabur that's being brought for someone who is chayev. But b'sheni, she doesn't even have a right to be a member of a group of someone who is chayev in Pesach Sheni, because she has no chiyuv whatsoever, even if she wasn't yotzei her Pesach Rishon. Okay, what is the basis of this machlokas? It's a question of how to read the pasuk. So Rav Yehuda Savar, b'mirsat nefashot. Look, I mean, it says the lashon nefashot. Wherever it uses nefashot, we just had this back in Mishpatim, remember? Where Rashi was explaining where it says ish, or sometimes it says isha, and sometimes it says nefesh, and that the Torah has to repeat, he went through the different situations of Ritzicha, the Torah has to repeat nefesh, so that we can understand that nefesh would mean of any living human. So it wouldn't matter if it's a nefesh, the sex obviously is not very important to the nefesh. So that's what it doesn't say ish or isha. So therefore, since the idea of bringing a Korban Pesach and the registration on the Korban Pesach is learned from what pasuk? Mirsat nefashot. So nefashot means individuals, whatever they are. And therefore, there must be a chiyuv on nashim, on the Pesach Rishon, which mirsat nefashot is talking about. Now, if you're going to tell me, so then why wouldn't that be so of Pesach Sheni? And why do I hold that Pesach Sheni is only voluntary, that she can eat, but it's a tefillah? Ah, that's because when it comes to somebody who wasn't Yotzei his chiyuv of bringing his Pesach Sheni, so there it says, Chet o yisa ha'ishahu, that if at the time, ha'isha sheru tohor v'derach lo haya, v'chadala asot ha'pesach v'nichreta nefesh ha'imiyamea, ki, now here's the important part, ki korban ha'shem lo ikriv b'moado, meaning back on Pesach Rishon, so he didn't bring the Korban Hashem b'moado chet o yisa ha'ishahu. Now, what is the ha'ishahu? Because that's the point. The only one that was chayev to be make sure that he brings the Pesach Sheni was ha'ishahu. Okay, so then it's clear that there's two different halachas. When it comes to Pesach Rishon, the woman is chayevet. If there was a reason that she was unable to bring her Pesach Rishon, the Torah is not mechayev her to bring Pesach Sheni. That's all. So ish in, yes, but isha lo. There's no chiyev of Pesach Sheni. Now, obviously the question is, if there's no Pesach Sheni for her b'tzad achiyev, who ever heard of a voluntary eating from a Korban Pesach? So then who gives her the right? So then she shouldn't have a right to even be part of it. No. Because remember that when it comes to Pesach Sheni, what does it say? Kiko chukata Pesach. You have to be able to bring, you give, apply all of the dinim of Pesach Rishon. Lo yashiru mimeno ad boker, etzem lo yishbru bo, kekol chukas ha-pesach yasu oso. What's the kekol chukat ha-pesach? That whatever didn't apply to Pesach Rishon, applied to Pesach Sheni. So, I mean, on the one hand, we have the Torah telling us, whoever is chayv of Pesach Rishon is chayv of Pesach Sheni. On the other hand, we have the pasuk telling us, ha-ishahu velo ha-isha. Make up your mind. Oh, therefore, I say, what it's saying is, okay, Kekochu kata Pesach means that whoever participates in the Pesach Rishon can participate in Pesach Sheni. As far as whether she chayev to participate, that's something else. It's Aisha who gets at the problem in not bringing his Pesach Sheni, and not Aisha. And therefore, we have this strange halacha that she can participate, but she doesn't have to participate, which would mean we can't bring the carbon only for her. Now, what exactly? Okay, this part I understand. Now, Rabbi Yossi holds the woman is absolutely chayevet in Pesach Sheni. Where does he get that from? Well, he says, I agree with you. It says, b'michsat nefashot. Okay, so that means either man or woman. But if you take a look at the beginning of the Pasuk by Pesach Sheni, it does say, b'feirish, at the beginning, that v'nichrata ha-nefesh ayi. This is the lashon of v'nichrata ha-nefesh ayi. And nefesh always means the same thing, again, whether it's female or whether it's male. And now, even though that's not talking about somebody about bringing a Pesach Sheni, there's nothing to do with the Pesach Sheni, but there's a Gzeirah Shavah that says that this applies to the Pesach Sheni. Why? Because it says over there the concept of Cheto Yisah, and it says the same thing over here, Cheto Yisah. So then that means that whoever would be included in that, where the Cheto Yisah means HaNefesh Ayi, the Menichrata, and that's the definition of the word Cheto Yisah. So when it says Cheto Yisah, HaIshahu, it can't possibly mean HaIshahu, it's got to mean even the Nefashot. Wait a minute, so then why does it say HaIshahu? I mean, that's crazy. How can you say out of one side of your mouth HaIshahu, and out of the other side you're saying Cheto Yisah has to mean HaIshahu? I mean, that's a little weird, isn't it? So according to Rabbi Yossi, what do you do with Cheto Yisah, HaIshahu, Bechlal? What is that coming to tell me? I mean, if it's not telling me a woman, it comes to tell me an ish, meaning a mature male, not a child. Lemute katan mi karet. So you'll say, katan, I'm a katan, is a chayv and mitzvah. I mean, how could he possibly chayv and karet? Says Tosfos, what it means is, suppose a katan was a katan on the 14th of Nisan, and then he became a gadol on the 15th of Nisan. Now what? Comes along the Pesach Sheni. Okay, now you got a chance to make up for the unfortunate fact that you were a katan. You better bring a Pesach Sheni. So therefore, it says, no, it's only if he was chayev in Pesach Rishon that he would bring the Pesach Sheni. So it has to be the person who was the ish at that time. Beautiful. So now both things are being set simultaneously, which is terrific. Amazing. These drushes are just such a pleasure. Okay, so now what about Rabbi Shimon? So Rabbi Shimon says, look, by the Pesach Rishon, okay, it also uses the Lashon of Ish. Now, I'm not sure what Pesach he means. There's a few Pesachim he might be referring to, and the Gemara is going to be getting into, okay, which Pesach does he mean when he says this? But by Pesach Rishon, it says Ish, and that implies Ish, and not Isha. Okay, I mean, we know it says Ish lefi achlo. Maybe that's what he's referring to. We'll see. Now, you'll ask me the same question you asked before in Rabbi Yehuda. So if that's the case, so then why would she be even allowed to participate in a Pesach Rishon? Well, for that, I believe Rabbi Yehuda is 100% correct. It does say b'michsat nefashot. So in that, I agree with everyone who darshaned. Sorry. Michsat nefashot means anybody of either sex, and therefore it must be, but you're telling me it's only the ish. Okay, same idea. The ish, same idea as Rebuta when it came to Pesach Sheni. Okay, so the idea over here is it's a balance. When it comes to a tvela, michsat nefashot comes to tell me she could certainly participate. But when it comes to the chiyav, ish of Pesach Rishon is saying only the ish is chayev. Now, if you're going to tell me that if that's the case, then v'chitema afilu b'sheni nami, so then why is Rabbi Shimon saying you cannot even make her a tvela for Pesach Sheni? Why not? No, I'll tell you why. Because when it comes to Pesach Sheni, we have an additional miut. Miut Rachmana B'Sheni, even from Tvela, because it says Cheto Yisa Ha'ish. And that means dafka ish, isha lo. Now, tell me what you think that means. Mimaykum umayitli, isha lo. That what, she's not chayiv? Well, obviously she's not chayiv. We already proved she wasn't chayiv in a Pesach Rishon. How could she be chayiv in a Pesach Sheni if the whole point of the Pesach Sheni is to make it up for people who weren't able to be yotzei in a Pesach Rishon? This is absurd. So the only possible meaning of cutting the woman out of a Pesach Sheni is that she cannot even participate if she wants to as a tefela. That must be the point. So that follows from my first point. The moment that I've shown you that she is not chayiv in Pesach Rishon, so then it means that she cannot even participate in Pesach Sheni. Because if it's coming to Yechiyav, Ashta Berishon lo, B'sheni b'boy, El alav mitveila. Okay, fine. Now I understand, but I don't know. What pasuk was he referring to? You say, he says, Rabbi Shimon says, it says in the pasuk Ish by Pesach Rishon. Where does it say? What pasuk does it say Ish by Pesach Rishon? Are you referring to the pasuk of the Yekulahem Ish Sela Beit Avot Sela Beit? Is that what you're referring to? So it means only males? No. Because I know that that pasuk is necessary to tell me something entirely different. And that's coming to tell me the din of Zechiah for a katan. That Ahumi Boilei L'Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, Yekulahem Ish Sela Beit Avot. What that means is, let's say somebody was mezake a katan, where he has a das of the giver. So Tosfos explains it as the das of the adult who's making the gift to the katan. So over there, it's possible to give the katan a carbon. Can the katan share that carbon with others because of the pasuk of Selavet Avot? So he said, okay, great. So now I have a carbon for my family that can't afford a carbon. So this carbon should be for all my family. He can't do that. Because only an ish selavet avot, but not a katan selavet avot, which gives us a general din about a katan's inability to be mezaka others, even where he was given something that he can own. So that's a general din in Kol HaTorah Kula that we're learning out, that he cannot be do something for you as part of a shlichus for you because you would like to have it. There's nothing to do. Ish zoche, but a katan cannot be zoche. So he couldn't have meant that pasuk. Okay, so what pasuk did he mean? I'm sure you're thinking ish lefi achlo, right? But it can't work. You know why it can't work? Because, look, did not Rabbi Yossi say, I hold like Rabbi Shimon? What was the meaning of b'achat sharecha? Rabbi Yossi said b'achat sharecha means exactly what it was that Rabbi Shimon said. Namely, that there is this iser lav of being makriv a korban in the Boma of a Karban Pesach, right? That's what you said he learned it from. So then, if that's the case, if Rabbi Yossi is sort of like Rabbi Shimon, so then Rabbi Shimon has to hold like Rabbi Yossi as well, that Ish Lefi Ochlo is coming to tell me that you can shecht even on an Ish. Because if not, how, again, would he know? This is the question that we asked on Rabbi Yossi proper. If the simple meaning of the pasuk would be to tell me, don't shecht the Korban Pesach al hayochid, and Rabbi Yossi said, well, you can't say that because ish lefi achlo, but Rabbi Shimon, if he wouldn't told of ish lefi achlo, how would he answer the question of what makes you think it means this whole wild drasha of not being able to bring it on a bummer? Maybe it just means kipshuta. So it must be that he holds of Rabbi Yossi as much as Rabbi Yossi holds of him. But that would mean that he needs the pasuk of ish lefi achlo. He needs it to tell me that even an individual you could check the Korban Pesach for, right? So there's no way out of that. So now we got a real problem over here. He doesn't have a pasuk. The first pasuk he needed to tell me the din, that a katan can't be mezakeh. And the second pasuk where it mentions ish lefi achlo, he needs to tell me that you can check the Korban Pesach for an ish. So what pasuk is he referring to? Because Rabbi Shimon nami sov like Rabbi Yossi, vehumi ba'ele deshochtin et ha-pesach al hayachid. Amar lecha, he will answer you, look, you don't need ish lefi achlo. All you need is lefi achlo. The choser ala said lefi achlo. Achlo is a pronoun, correct? Him, his. Okay, there you go. So we now know one person, not achlam, one person. Okay, so that means we now have both issues in the same thing. So why does it have to say ish? Shmamina tarte. That's what he was coming to say, that ish is coming to tell me, the additional mention of ish, that it does not include women. So he has both things. Beautiful. Brilliant. Okay, come on, so the Omer Rabbi Elazar. Isha b'rishon is a chova, and b'sheni is a rishus, and it's docha Shabbos. Why, what are you talking about? It's docha Shabbos. How can if it's a rishus, how can it be docha Shabbos? You're saying something wrong. Oh, okay. Okay, sorry, you're right. What I should have said is like this. Who is the author of the statement that says b'sheni rishus, u'b'rishon chova, and docha Shabbos b'rishon? That is Rabbi Yehuda, precisely. Om Rabbi Yaakov, Om Rabbi Yochanan. Ein osin chabura shekula geirim. You can definitely, we said the Mishnah doesn't mean just women, just avodim, just ketanim, but there is one case where you cannot make a chabura that are all the same. That would be if they're balei tshuva or if they're geirim. Why? Because they're so machmir and they don't know what they're doing and they have no sense of like what is what, that they'll end up passing the Karban Pesach for some kind of crazy reason or whatever. And because of that, you need to have somebody for whom it's just a natural thing to make the Karban Pesach. So because of that, Shema Yedaktiku, but they're going to have so many diukim and so many chumras that they're going to end up passing the Karban Pesach. Vivu l'day psul. Very practical kind of situation. Tana Rabbana. Pesach matzah u'moror b'rishon chova mikan ve'elech rishus. So, to eat Pesach matzah u'moror on the first day of Pesach is a chova, but it's voluntary for the rest of it. It makes no sense, as we're going to ask, because there is no Pesach for the rest of it to be voluntary or not voluntary, right? Okay, we'll get to that question in a moment. Rabbi Shimon Omer, for men it's a chova, but for women it's rishus. Now, can you explain to me what we're talking about over here? Aikoi, what exactly are you referring to? You're telling me on the Pesach? This is related to the question we had before about whether the Pesach is a rishus or not for women? Is that what you want to say? So then, is that what you think it's referring to? How could it possibly be referring to that? Because if it's referring to that, how could it say the Pesach is voluntary for the rest of Yontif? There is no Pesach the rest of Yontif. It's ridiculous. Pesach kol shiva miika. So it's got to be referring to matzah v'mara, right? So you're saying, okay, so eating matzah the rest of Pesach is not a chiyav. So ema seifa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, ba'anashim chova, ba'anashim rishus. So now what you're talking about, even on the first night, it's not a chiyav for women to eat matzah? You're telling me that Rabbi Shimon, if he's referring to the same thing that Bryce was referring to, so then you're telling me that even on the first night, a woman is not chayef to eat matzah. I mean, we had that whole beautiful drasha of Achilesa, the Rebbe Shimon, Adi Amar Rebbe Lezer, that Nashimer chayavot b'achilat matzah, m'diraisa, shenemar, lo tochal alav chameit, shivat yamim tochal alav matzot, which tells me that anybody who's included in the Isser of eating chametz, and women are definitely included in all lavim in the Torah, so that individual is chayev in eating matzah. And that means women. Because ani nashim ov yeshon bebal tochal chameit, then yeshnan bekum echo matzah. So, I mean, obviously women have to be eating. So no matter how we understand the price, understand the price is not referring to Pesach. It's not referring to matzah. What is it referring to? Sorry. Okay. Here's what it should say. Okay. What the Braita says. Pesach matzah umorah berishon chova, but mikan ve'elech eating matzah the rest of the time is a rishus. Rabbi Shimon Omer, even the Pesach is only a chova ba'anashim. That's what it's referring to. So ba'anashim it's a chova, but nashim it's a rishus. Even though the matzah is a chiv, the Karban Pesach, this is Rabbi Shimon, l'shitato, is that they are allowed to be a tvela if the family's eating a Karban Pesach, so the women eat the Karban Pesach also, which is completely consistent with Rabbi Shimon Shita and his diyukim in the Mishnah.